WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WYRC Mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WAYRC, KCATWL. Good morning, Michael. Where are you off mobile to today?
I just pre-ordered some groceries. Well, I can't even call them grocery supplies, I guess, more than the groceries. Anyway, I just had to come over here and pick them up. So, one-stop shopping for a minute. Until I said, oh, I forgot something. So, I don't know what today's going to bring. I'm kind of ugly right now, but hopefully it'll straighten around. How you doing?
Doing good. Building a front deck today. We ripped out all the old stuff and we're building all new from the ground up and doing the composite decking. So yes, I too hope that it'll clear up. I think it's supposed to. So at least it's not an all-out rain at this point. But I'm looking to get a lot accomplished today. I'm on my way to Home Depot. I forgot a couple pieces of material, so I figured I'd get them before everybody got there and we started work, which is supposed to be 8 o'clock. And I understand with the groceries. I work at a store, as you know, and I pick things up almost on a daily basis, and I still get home, and the wife's like, where's this? And I'm like, oh, forgot it. So, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, I think the composite's the way to go. I don't think you're going to have to worry about sweating today. I think it's supposed to be like in the 60s, so it might be a perfect day for something like that. Even if it's a mist, you won't have to worry about, you know, the condensation under your armpits. So, yeah, I had a screenshot pop up on Facebook. It was like 9 years ago when we did Scott's deck. I thought, wow, it's been 9 years already. I have a small deck on the one side of my house that I really need to do something with it. It's been there forever. And, of course, it turned black because of the weather and all that. I power wash it all the time. It looks new again, but I'm looking at a couple boards that are looking pretty ugly. But we never use that stupid thing, so I never think about it.
Yeah, I don't have any shade where I'm at, and my back deck especially takes all the summer sun and heat. And it seems like every other year we're constantly sanding it down, replacing a board or two, trying to put some type of finish coat on it. And the wife just got tired of it. She's like, I want new decks. And she said, I don't want to have to fuss with it. So we're paying the piper and doing the composite. We're doing it ourselves, if you will, so I didn't hire a company to do it. So it's taken a little bit longer than what I expected, but it's still being done and done right up to code, and it's going to be one of these 30-plus year decks. We won't have to worry about it. I'll either move out or move up.
Yeah, I was just thinking that if I put a composite deck on, somebody's going to be happy. So, yeah, they were definitely nice. No muss, no fuss. Just like them fences nowadays. You put up one of them white, I don't know if they're plastic or whatever, but, you know, that's a no-brainer, too. Might cost a little bit more, but my sister's out replacing horse fence right now. See, if you would have used them kind of, I don't think you make boards, but put that type of fence up for the horses, you wouldn't even have to worry about it. Oh, well. Glad somebody's on here besides me. I get on 24 Charlie on that, and or 30 Charlie. There's sometimes people on that. So, all this communication and nobody's around. Yeah, all right, Chris, I'm going to get out of here. I'm just about home. Hop, skip, and a jump from Wally World. I'm still looking for a job, so if you're hearing anything exciting, whether it's security or whatever, nothing too strenuous. So I don't want to have to come home take NyQuil or pain pill. I can do about anything. So anyway, 7-3. Have a good day and don't work too hard. It'll be a good, rewarding work today, so we're looking forward to it. You have a great day, a great weekend, Mike. Good talking with you. And I'm to blame, too. I don't get on the radio as much as I should. I think the reason for that is my short distance travel to and fro to work. It's only 4 miles, so by the time this solid state warms up, it's time to turn it back off. So, hi. Have a great day. We'll say 7-3 is Mike. KC8, TWL. I'll be clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8ZHL monitoring. Sure is a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Oh, it could be a little better, but I don't think we're supposed to get any rain, but it's going to be a nice day for working outside. You don't have to worry about sweating.
Yeah, we're waiting for 10 yards of topsoil to put in our garden because our garden gets too wet, so I'm going to try to raise it a little bit. Yeah, I know out there in the fields they try to do that. Put some, green field tile in it and try to keep the moisture out as much as, well, they got to have some, but some of these fields get quite a bit, so. Well, that sounds like a plan, though. It is a big garden. I used to do that. I haven't done it lately. My sister's got my rototiller, so seems like maybe, and I get stuff out of her garden, so maybe it's best of both worlds.
No, it's not a big garden.
Name, here's Mike. I didn't catch your call.
My name's Gary.
What was your call?
K-E-8-Z-H-L. I think I know who you are. We belong to the Lapeer group, too.
Yeah, I just, these new calls threw me for a loop. So, yeah. It's just, I'll never get all these calls down for sure. Yeah, you're over there on Carpenter. Yeah, I know we are. I used to know everybody's call when we had the club way back. So these new calls are going to take me a while to get the hang of it. And then everybody's got to get in here and talk so we get used to all these calls.
Right. We're kind of disappointed that more people don't talk on this thing, but it's kind of nice when you want to talk to somebody and you can, you know, call them by phone and say, hey, pick up the radio.
Well, back when I first got into amateur radio, there was no cell phones, so basically this came in real handy. Used to have a touch tone pad for a repeater where we could make phone calls back to the house, talk to the wife, and if there's a question or whatever. So the communication was much better. But now with cell phones, it's kind of like secondary. So until something happens, then with cell phones or whatever, ever. But that's why I try to get in here as much as I can, because it keeps the activity going. WYRC.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, I'm going to have to get off here. Nice talking to you. K-E-8-Z-H-L, 73 clear.
Hey, Derek, 73. And we'll catch up to you later. WYRC.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Hey, India, what's up? WYRC.
So, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey. Could you get me a communications report, please?
Yeah, you sound good. No problem. Audio's good. Everything sounds okay. What's your location?
Mr. L, I'm located in Danville, Michigan, probably about 60 to 70 miles from you guys. Is this the Lapeer repeater, over?
Yeah, this is the Lapeer repeater.
So we generally try to use Carol repeater for our nap for the old goats, and that the one in X, they need some parts, and I don't know what all. So anyway. Hey, sir, thank you so much for coming back and giving me a good report, of course. And you have a gorgeous day, and I love ham radio, too. And I'm just getting, I was having some troubles here, so and it probably was me. So anyway, back to you, sir, and the very best to 73 to you and your family, sir.
All right, 73, have a good day. W.A. Larcy.
This is Whiskey Bravo from UNC and his very best in 73.
KE8ZMW. Monitoring. Are you out there, Mike?
I think so. WAYRC. KB8OE.
Has my son been doing any new crafts?
What was that?
Has your wife, my friend, been doing any new crafts?
Oh, of course, every day. Yeah, she's working on one right now. A new jacket she's painting.
She and I need to get together and do crafts.
Yeah, she's definitely pretty crafty, you know? Yeah, she's working on a jacket for her grandson right now, what he wanted put on it, so she says, oh, no, I got to do one of the, you know, what he wants. But anyway, no big deal. You guys up to today?
I've been making greeting cards, and I just love, that's my favorite thing to do.
Greeting cards, huh? I'm acting like Mike, he's not out there. I think he's going to make, think there's something wrong with his radio. But anyway, hey, Mike, what's up?
Apparently I made it into the system.
Yeah, I heard you in there. So, why? Were you far away?
Using a seizure investor.
Yeah, right now you can do that. I definitely will pick you up from Vassar. So, anyway, I'm not doing anything exciting. I'm playing on the radio right now. I'm on 30 Charlie. No, yeah, I am. 30 Charlie and talking to a guy over there in England. But, sitting here goofing off, studying. Multitasking, I guess. Go ahead, Vicky.
I think it was Tammy.
That's what I meant.
Hey, Mike. We're out going to get breakfast. Both Mikes, by the way. We're going out to breakfast. We just had 10 yards of half compost, half topsoil delivered for our vegetable garden.
Yeah, I'm cooking breakfast, so I'm gonna sign back out and bang this out real quick. I slept away, and I don't know what's going on HF right now, but it can't probably be good. But I'm gonna sign and drop these eggs in the pan. I'll be down to Columbiaville later. KB8OOE.
KDO for comment.
KDO, go ahead. NW8YRC.
So he says, I have a comment and a question. The comment is, there's a son threw a tantrum about 6 hours back, and the cannon shot supposed to hit us a little after supper time tonight. Gonna probably wipe communications out. Now, the other question was the 10 yards of topsoil. I was just curious to what that might cost.
It was $389.50 delivered. Of course, the compost was a little bit more than the topsoil. The topsoil, I think, was 27, and the compost was 38 a yard. And that was from Diamond on M15 in Davison.
Okay, thank you very much. I just was curious on that issue. All right, I'll back up. Let you folks check. Thank you. We open.
Nice to hear you in there, Doc. We'll catch up to you later. I'm going to get out of here, too. Yeah, we'll have to make a plan here, Tammy, get together. I know you guys are busy today with the old topsoil stuff. But we'll get together here eventually. 73 WYRC.
K-E-A-Z-N-W-73, and yes, Mike, we'll get together. I really want to do that. I don't just like radios. I like to do crafts, too. 73 clear.
KUTO monitoring 33, anybody around? K-A-K-O, Mobley, anybody around?
Morning, Doc. KDO. KBSWR.
KBSWR. KDO. Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I heard you a couple minutes ago. Yeah, I'm pretty round, so I guess I qualify for your question. Over.
All right, no skinny people to apply. All right. Anyway, anything exciting going on today?
No, not really. I'm going to get outside and get some stuff done. Just trying to get the motivation to get out there. All kinds of radio projects to do, but, you know. Waiting for Rick to get the 6-meter antennas tuned so we can get that up and get that 6-meter repeater on here in Saginaw.
Okay, that's a good project. Well, my project today was to chase down some 1x4 knotty pine, and not having a whole lot of luck with the big box stores. I'm on my way out to Barn Door Lumber and Hemlock there. Anybody will charge me to order. We've got to replace some the ceiling boards and the wraparound porch where they had hidden leaks. You couldn't see them from underneath until they started rotting through, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yep, you gotta hate it when that happens. So, trying to come up with some RG63U to match. We got a couple of trombone antennas. Get that up and get the 6-meter repeater on the air finally. I mean, it was on the air, but it was never right. But hopefully now it'll be smoking. Kind of worked on that quite a bit and then kind of lost interest. We couldn't get the antennas soon, but then found out we had a mismatch in the impedance on the antennas on them. You got to use the 75-ohm feed line to feed it. To match it, the 300 ohms down to 50 ohms. So, sure you know all about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, very good. Well, I didn't recognize the RG63, but yeah, 75 ohms is pretty usual for matching down. Yep. And so these are trombones. Who made them? Or we made them, or what?
No, they're a commercial antenna. I don't know, Sinclair, maybe. I don't know the make the model on them, but they were, I think they come from consumers, when consumers was on low band. Just need to be retuned. You know, the trombones need to be changed in length, and then the feed point needs to be matched to get it to 50 ohms to bring the this bar down, and away you go.
Yeah, that's a good job for a nano VNA. Normalize it 75 ohms instead of 50 ohms, and use it to measure and see where you're at. And I got antenna projects going, but nothing like that. Although I did take the time to talk to MIARC, the repeater council, I've gotten the TVS all updated on the club machines. So you should be good there for a while.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Yep, always something to do, but I just want to jump in there and say hi. I'm sure you've seen Ed King's post for his estate sale. Not sure when that's happening, but I think that's online. But anyways, I will chat to you later. Like I said, just jumped in to say hi and give you a holler. So, KDO, KBNSWR.
Okay, very good. Yeah, when we were at the showing, the family tried to get me involved with handling his stuff. And I told them if they really needed to go to a commercial outfit, I didn't want to get involved with recriminations later. You know how that goes. Have a good day. We'll be looking for you. KB8SWR, KDO. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KF8EDQ, I'm mobile and I'm monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KDA-WS Mobile. Listening.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8COT, looking for a radio check, over.
Tuck's in the mail.
KF8COT, I'm testing a new field expedient antenna I just built, just trying to see if I can't get the different repeaters around the area.
What'd you build?
Field expedient 2902 in VHF.
I'm not absolutely sure what that is. What is a folded dipole or what?
No, the 2902 is what the military calls the jungle antenna. I guess for hams, the jungle antenna would be the more common term.
I'm still lost. Jungle antenna, is it a collinear?
It's a half-wave antenna that uses vertical with three counterpoise that you hoist up into a tree, and they've been around basically since the Vietnam War.
How do you feed it if it's a half-wave?
It's a quarter wave. I feed it just through some coax.
It's kind of like a flower pot. You got a quarter wave feed, and then it's a half wave above a quarter.
I'm not sure what that means. You probably have a lot more experience than me. I'm pretty new to the ham radio, but anyway, it seems to be working well.
Somewhat resembles a J-pole.
It's a little bit different from a J-pole. I think that's what I'm going to build next, but maybe on a, what do they call it, those roll-up ones that you can make. I'll probably try something like that. But if you get on the computer and just do a web search for jungle antenna, I'm sure you'll find something, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
you got a quarter wave coax belt to feed a half wave. Is that what I'm thinking it is?
Well, I don't know where you're getting the half wave from. That's what's throwing me off. KF8COT.
So I thought you said something about a half wave. And if you're doing a half wave, it's like a it would be, if it's just a half wave, it's two quarter wave elements as a dipole. Unless you're feeding it with a quarter wave stub, like a 300 ohm twin lead or an open feed stub to feed a half wave. It's like a folded quarter and then feeds a half wave and there's a shorting stub at the bottom.
No, if I said half wave, I misspoke. It's a quarter wave antenna. It's got one leg that goes up, and then there's like a pyramid underneath it, and the coax goes up underneath the and inside the pyramid of the three coax legs that come down, and you attach those down legs to a triangle shaped. I just used some small pieces of bamboo and made a triangle, and then I attach it to.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, quarter wave. That's not a bad antenna. I do a super, something similar to a super J pole, and then I go like four or five half waves above and roll it up. It's I think it's a five half waves above a quarter feed, and that thing does real good. It's about 20 feet long, I think. I don't know, it does real well anyways, but that one I take way up north when I go primitive camp out in the middle of the woods. I think I got 9 dB, approximately 9 dB over like a quarter wave ground plane or a half wave dipole.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. I didn't catch that whole thing, but I think I got most of it.
I'm running an HT in Colombiaville. I'm not in my car. I'm looking at it, but I'm just heard you come on needing a spot. So you're making the machine, that's for sure. But I'm going into the machine from Colombiaville. I don't know how many receivers they got for the Lapeer machine now, but. The transmitter's not that far from me. But I'm going to get back to cutting and welding. I got to get this weld done this weekend. I'm over it. I want it over with. But I'm using about a quarter wave rubber duck on an HT. And I think they're Quan Chang clones, Zing DeLong. I got all the mod boards for them to do HF and everything else, but I haven't got in them with my golden screwdriver and my jeweler's loop to do the soldering. But I'll let you get back at it. 73 Sangre KB8OLE.
Well, thank you for the comeback. Enjoy the rest of your evening. KF8COT.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KE8CZX Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.